MSO News, giving voice to the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Monday, July 29, 2024. Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. I'm Rick Moore. Governor to sign budget today. Rockport looks at firearms bylaw. The state facing migrant crisis. Rain near 70. High tide Gloucester Harbor, 6:50 p.m. Back in 26 seconds with North Shore Today News.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
According to a press release from the governor's office, Governor Maura Healey will sign the fiscal year 2025 budget this afternoon. According to the release, the budget builds on the many strengths of the Massachusetts economy and addresses some of the biggest challenges. The FY25 budget confirms Massachusetts' leadership in child care, the release goes on, by making C3 grants permanent, making community college free for all, provides record funding for the MBTA and regional transportation, supports the launch of a nation-leading literacy strategy, and creates a disaster relief resiliency fund. Stephen Hagen's writing in the Gloucester Times, the Rockport Town Government and Bylaw Committee has been considering changes in limits on the use of firearms in the town. Changes discussed during the committee's meeting last week were essentially an opportunity to clean up the language in the bylaw, according to Lori Kaiser, committee chairperson. A recent determination from Massachusetts Attorney General Andrea Joy Campbell's office, found a possible impropriety in the bylaw. The issue is related to the regulation of hunting on private property. Kaiser said the town is not allowed to regulate hunting on private property. State House reporter Christian Wade is writing that Massachusetts is facing a fiscal time bomb from the cost providing welfare benefits for tens of thousands of migrants who have arrived in the state over the past year amid a historic surge of immigration, according to a new report. The report, released by the conservative Washington, D.C.-based Center for Immigration Studies, found the estimated 50,000 migrants who have arrived in the Bay State since 2021 are likely to become a major burden on taxpayers in the short and long term as they qualify for public welfare and other benefits. Caroline Enos is reporting in the Salem News. Applications for affordable 1- and 3-bedroom homes at a new Habit for Humanity development in Hamilton are now open. The 6 homes will be sold for $244,500 or less at 434 to 438 Asbury Street to families with incomes of up to 60% of the area median income adjusted for family size. 2 of the available units will have 3 bedrooms, while the other 4 will have 1 bedroom. Applications are due Monday, September 16. Also in the Salem News, Christopher Calnan is writing that the Salem Harbormaster's Office reported Sunday that a man suffered a head injury after he was ejected from one boat and struck by another. The man, who was in and out of consciousness after being struck, was transported to the Harbormaster's Winter Island Road location about 7:30 p.m. to be treated by first responders. A MedFlight helicopter was requested to transport the injured man from Salem Willows Park to a hospital. However, the Harbormaster official didn't disclose whether the victim was subsequently relocated. Item Live is reporting the Marblehead School Committee Policy Subcommittee presented its proposed flag and banner policy before having to end the meeting early due to explicit content being sent to the committee through Zoom. Explicit content has been recently sent through Zoom on 2 other occasions, one time at a select board meeting and at another school committee meeting. Newburyport Daily News, Jim Sullivan is reporting that just ahead of its 50th anniversary, the Custom House Maritime Museum announced it has a new chairman of the board in former Ward 3 City Councilor Bob Cronin. A licensed boat captain, Cronin was elected board chair on Thursday. Cronin, who had been serving as vice chair since March, succeeds Jack Santos, who told the board in an email he was stepping down immediately due to family health challenges. Red Sox host the Mariners tonight after losing 2 out of 3 to the Yankees over the weekend. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.